Every human has both strengths and weaknesses. Unfortunately, we bring a whole package into any relationship. And that's usually the point of conflict. However, it is possible for both members of a relationship to be morally similar. With some exceptions, the Bible confirms this principle. One exception, of course, is Hosea and Gomer, who were just complete opposites. But look at Ahab and Jezebel. I mean, they were the same morally. And Mary and Joseph were also very similar morally. One couple was corrupt, and one was godly. Notice that each individual married someone of similar moral standing. The point is, a person of morally questionable character will tend to attract those of morally questionable character. And those who have a sincere commitment to God will tend to attract the same. So with that thought in mind, I'd like us to consider three characteristics of Ruth that were also true of Boaz. First of all, she was considerate of others. It's interesting that Ruth asked Naomi for permission to find them food. She didn't have to ask, but she did. Ruth demonstrated an exceptional respect for Naomi. In fact, look at verse 2 of Ruth chapter 2. She says, Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, please, let me go to the field and glean heads of grain after him in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, go, my daughter. Ruth's relationship with Naomi became widely known in the community, including with Boaz. Listen in on their conversation for a moment. If you go down to verse 10, it says, so she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? And Boaz answered and said to her, it has been fully reported to me all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth, and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. And then she said, let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants. The way she treated others revealed much about her character. And it always does. The way we treat people tells a whole lot about our character. Tells a whole lot about who we are. Ruth was courteous, and she was very considerate. She was considerate of others, but also she demonstrated a goodness. In this chapter, we have at least five marks of goodness that Ruth showed, but are also qualities that should be in our lives as well. First of all, Ruth was industrious. In verse 2, she says, please let me go to the field and glean. Ruth knew that when they got there, the situation was they didn't have any money, they didn't have any way to take care of themselves. They needed some way to eat, they needed some way to survive. And Ruth thought about it, and she learned and knew that the widows were able to go into the fields, in the harvest fields, after they were harvested, and they were able to pick up all the gleanings, the wheat that was left behind by the harvesters. And so she thought, hey, that's a way I can get some food for us. She was industrious. She also had a strong work ethic. In verse 7, it says that she came and has continued from morning until now. She didn't stop until the job was done. She stayed at it until she got what she needed for her and Naomi. She worked all day long, and the people noticed it. She was industrious, and she also had a strong work ethic. She was also humble. In verse 10 it says, she fell on her face and bowed to the ground. Now that was the custom. Today we don't, when we greet somebody, we don't fall on our face before them today, but we can demonstrate humility. We can demonstrate humbleness in the way that we deal with people. Because there's a tendency, because of our human nature, there's a tendency to come at relationships from the point of our pride, which can cause us to even be condescending toward other people. Ruth demonstrated humility. She also showed gratitude. Boy, if there's anything that needs to be seen today, particularly among the people of God, it's gratitude. You know, our gratitude has its origin in the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cross to die for our sins. He didn't have to. God didn't have to do a thing. We deserved His punishment for our sins. God chose to love us. And God's Word says that we love Him because He first loved us. Our response of love, not a requirement, but our response of love because He loved us, expresses our gratitude. If we ever come to the place in our walk with the Lord that we take our salvation, we take our relationship with God for granted, then we've lost a sense of gratitude. And we need to regain that. We need to go back to that place and revisit, which is why we share in the Lord's Supper. We share in the Lord's Supper to take us back to that place where we review what God has done for us. And when we share in the Lord's Supper, if that doesn't humble us, if that doesn't prompt gratitude in our hearts, then we need to consider how we're taking the Lord's Supper. Because we can come to that place. We need to always be grateful for what God has done, realizing that He didn't need to do it. We deserve His punishment. If He let us die and go straight to hell without sending Jesus to the cross, He would have been perfectly righteous and just, and we would have deserved it. But He chose to show us mercy. He chose to extend us grace through Jesus Christ, through His blood on the cross. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful. And that gratitude should show in everything we do. It should show in everything we say. Our lives should demonstrate a love for God out of gratitude. We worship Him just because of who He is. He doesn't have to do anything to be deserving of our praise. But because He loved us, we love Him. And that's our gratitude. And Ruth showed gratitude. Verse 13, she says, "You have comforted me and have spoken kindly." Boaz didn't have to do a thing for her, but he chose to. He chose to comfort her. He chose to deal kindly with her. She showed gratitude. She also was compassionate. In verse 14, it says that she ate and was satisfied and kept some back. She went to the restaurant and she got a meal put before her. And she ate up until she was satisfied. But then she kept some to stick in the doggy bag to take back home to Naomi. While she was enjoying and satisfying her desire, she was thinking about Naomi's needs. We need to make sure that as we pursue the things that we want to do and as we pursue the things that satisfy our needs, that we don't forget the others around us. That we don't forget there are others who need to be ministered to. There are others who need to be satisfied as well. And Ruth was the whole time thinking about Naomi. That Naomi has a need. Naomi needs to be satisfied and taken care of. And so she kept some back. And it goes on to say that she took it to Naomi and brought it and placed it before Naomi. Verses 17 and 18 tell us that she brought much of her labor's produce to Naomi. It says, "So she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley." Someone said that's equal to about 26 quarts. She worked hard. Then she took it up and went into the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and so she brought out and gave it to her what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. She was compassionate. As we saw in our message last time, all these same characteristics that we see here of Ruth were also true of Boaz. They were of similar moral character. She demonstrated a goodness. And then third, she expressed devotion to God. What we've seen so far in this book as we look at Ruth is the devotion that she had to the Lord and the impact on every area of her life that had because she had a commitment. And you can't avoid that. When you have a sincere devotion to the Lord, it will affect everyone and everything in your life. Because it'll affect your words, it'll affect your attitudes, it'll affect your motives, it'll affect your actions, it'll affect your very thoughts. Doesn't mean some bad thoughts won't get in there, but we have the power to bring those thoughts captive to Jesus Christ. So that even our thoughts are ruled by Him. They'll impact everyone around us. And the God that Ruth had recently trusted, He placed a man of similar faith in her path. She turned her life over to God when she said that she would go with Naomi and that Naomi's God would be her God. And she began to follow that God. And that God brought a man with a similar kind of commitment, a similar kind of love for him into her life. There was another Ruth, a woman named Ruth Bell, who wrote a poem. And that poem was actually a prayer that God would give her a godly husband. And this is how the prayer goes. She said, "Dear God, I pray all unafraid, as girls are wont to be. I do not want a handsome man, but make him, Lord, like Thee. I do not need one big and strong, yet not so very tall. Nor need he be some genius or wealthy, Lord, at all. But let his head be high, dear Lord, and let his eye be clear. His shoulders straight, whate'er his fate, whate'er his earthly sphere. And let his face have character, a ruggedness of soul. And let his whole life show, dear God, a singleness of goal. And when he comes, as he will come, with quiet eyes aglow, I'll know, dear Lord, that he's the man I prayed for long ago." And God gave her Billy Graham. As we consider the beginning relationship between Boaz and Ruth, there's a word that summarizes his treatment of Ruth. It's a word that should summarize every relationship. It's respect. How did Boaz show it? How did he show it? How did Ruth show it? And for that matter, how should we demonstrate respect? Well, let me tell you. First of all, by noticing strengths rather than highlighting weaknesses. We demonstrate respect by noticing strengths rather than highlighting weaknesses. In verse 10, it says, "So she fell on her face, bowed down to the ground, and said to him, 'Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I am a foreigner?'" Look at the word foreigner. Ruth was self-conscious of her status as a Moabite. But you know what? Boaz didn't care about her background. He saw the positive things. He saw the good things. He didn't focus on the things that would be weaknesses. We demonstrate respect by noticing strengths rather than highlighting weakness, but also by complimenting character rather than criticizing condition. We are bent to criticism. Criticism flows out of our mouth. It just rolls off our lips without any effort at all. But we have to work hard to look for character to compliment. But that's how we show respect, by complimenting character rather than criticizing condition. In verses 11 and 12, it says, "And Boaz answered and said to her, 'It has been fully reported to me that all that you've done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, and how you have left your father and your mother in the land of your birth and have come to a people whom you did not know before. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge.'" She was poor and he was rich. But Boaz saw past her condition. He looked right past her condition. He saw her character. That there was more about Ruth than the clothes that she was wearing. Nope. He looked beyond that and he saw Ruth for who she was. He saw Ruth's character and he complimented her character. And then third, by appreciating what people do for you. It is so easy for us to take things for granted. In verse 13, then she said, "Let me find favor in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants." Gratitude is a noticeable mark of character. Our culture today lets people think that they're owed something. It is so easy to go into that place where we think that things are owed to us. You know what? Nothing is owed to us whatsoever. But it's easy for us to get to that place where we think things are owed to us. And now I worked hard for that. No, God allowed you to even have that job. Well, I invested wisely. No, God gave you the cleverness and the wisdom to be able to do that. Everything you have was given to you. Nothing was gained by your own hand. The very ability to do things. It says that the ability to gain wealth is a gift from God. So if you've been successful in any way, oh, don't take credit for it. King Herod did that one day. He gave a speech, and he was so eloquent. And when he got done, the people were going, "Oh, praise. Oh, this, he speaks like a god." And it says he received all the glory. And it says immediately he was consumed by worms and he died. We need to learn to appreciate what people do. That's how we demonstrate respect. And then also by showing courtesy to other people. Not only being appreciative of what people do, but showing courtesy to other people. Verse 14, again, "Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, 'Come here and eat of the bread and dip your piece of bread in the vinegar.' So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some back." This speaks more to Boaz than to Ruth at this moment. He did it out of respect for Ruth's kindness and as a courtesy to Naomi, who he also respected as a family member. And then, how else should we demonstrate respect? Well, by doing kind things. Look at verses 15 and 16. It says, "And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded..." I love this. This is great. "Boaz commanded his young men, saying, 'Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also, let grain from the bundles fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her.'" There's always gleanings when they're out there harvesting, but hey guys, I like Ruth. When you go along, I want you to purposely drop some. Drop it right in her path so that she can get it. Was he doing a kind thing? And he did it because she did some kind things. Often, it's the little things that we do that are really the big things. Respect is demonstrated through acts of thoughtfulness. And mutual respect is the seedbed from which genuine relationships blossom up. Great relationships are marked by acts of kindness. James Michener wrote, he said, "I was born to a woman I never knew and raised by another who took in orphans. I do not know my background, my lineage, my biological or cultural heritage, but when I meet someone new, I treat them with respect, for after all, they could be my people." These are just some characteristics that are ingredients of relationships that last. You turn with me there at Ruth chapter 2, down to verse 17. Let's just look at the rest of that chapter. It says, "So she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Then she took it up and went to the city with, and her mother-in-law. And her mother-in-law saw what she gleaned. So she brought out and gave it to her, what she had kept back after she had been satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, 'Where have you gleaned today? And where did you work? Blessed be the one who took notice of you.' So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, 'The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz.' And then Naomi said to his daughter-in-law, to her daughter-in-law, 'Blessed be he of the Lord, who has not forsaken his kindness to the living and the dead.' And Naomi said to her, 'This man is a relation of ours, one of our close relatives.' Ruth the Moabitess said, 'He also said to me, You shall stay close to my young men until they have finished all my harvest.' And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, 'It is good, my daughter, that you go out with this, with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field.' So she stayed close to the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law. Do you remember the bitterness we looked at in the last chapter? The bitterness of Naomi back in chapter 1? Remember that bitterness? The godly life of Ruth began a transformation of her mother-in-law's pain. It didn't happen all at once, but Ruth's patience and her patient actions were beginning to pay off. Naomi was becoming a different woman. She was becoming the woman that all the people in Bethlehem once knew, 10, 12 years before. She came back bitter. Remember we said she got, going back, even in her bitterness, put her in the place where God could work in her life. With God working in Ruth's life, and Ruth ministering to Naomi, God began to do a change in Naomi's life. And she began to come out of that bitterness that she brought with her. A wealthy man gave a real nice car to his brother. And one day when the brother went to the car, he saw a boy looking the car over with a lot of interest. And instead of saying, "Get away from that car, kid," he smiled at him. And the boy asked, "Is that car yours, mister?" "Yes, it is," was the reply. "Well, what did it cost?" was the next question. "Nothing," said the man. The boy looked at him curiously and said, "You don't look like the kind of guy who would steal a car." Well, the man laughed and he said, "No, it was a gift from my brother." The boy couldn't believe it. He said, "You mean he gave it to you as a present and it didn't cost you anything?" "That's right." Then the boy made a strange comment. "I sure do wish I could be a brother like yours." And the man asked him, "Don't you mean I wish I could have such a brother as yours?" And the boy explained, "My younger brother was sick, and now he can't walk to see things. I wish we had a car like this to take him around. That's why I'd like to be a brother like your brother." Be what you desire, and you'll tend to attract what you desire. Live for Jesus, and you'll attract people who want to live for Jesus.